Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
God bless you guys. God bless the world, buddy. Let's go race.
This is the Loud Pedal Podcast. A very diverse cast of automobile racing characters.
Slider for the lead and the win. He tagged the Cookman drag race to the line. Who got it? Give it to Rico.
With your host, NBC Sports television analyst and part-time midget racer, it's D. Welch and Mr. Dylan Welch.
Yeah, you damn right I got
what happened out there.
Oh, that stupid-ass flagman. They got a dumb-ass flagman that can't see.
And an expert in only one category, food.
Yeah. Look how big those things are.
Little meat on the bone there.
And cooked perfect.
Well, sometimes racing, but mostly food.
When you're talking a meal, like before I'm about to die, I will ask for 15 to 20 chicken wings.
It's Heavy Lunch, Tyler Burnett.
This is the Loud Pedal Podcast on Flow Racing Heavy Lunch. D. Welch with you on September 20th. It's a Tuesday, and we're talking racing here on flowracing.com. Today on the show, Jaden Rogers, newest USAT National Sprint Car Series winner. Huge win, 12 grand in the Hot Stot Hustler. Jaden had been running for some people this year, Dylan, right? Like, he's run some different cars, and he's back in the family car and got a huge win. That was a big win for those guys.
Yeah, it was. I think it's always cool when you, and I'm sure more rewarding when you can drive somebody else's equipment and then kind of get back to, working with your dad and get a big win like that. So, I know he learned a lot. He'll talk about that in his interview, but, learned a lot, kind of driving for other people that, he was able to bring back to, their own deal. And, cool story. I think it's, we've seen some unique winners, some first time winners there in the past, and he's another one to add to the list.
He is. Brent Marks won again. Let's get into our Sun Dollar Restoration Hat Shakes of the Week, brought to you by Sun Dollar Restoration. You find them in Carmel, Indiana. That's where they're based, and they're in the greater Indianapolis area. They'll help you with water, fire, mold restoration. I got to hang out with them last week because I went down there for a film shoot, a history film shoot, and we drove by Tiger Woods' house and a few other houses that Jason gets to work on. Carmel is, what is it, the Bel Air, the Midwest? Is that what they call it?
Do they call it that?
It's ridiculous. I mean, you grew up there, but that is like a very, very fancy rich area. I had no idea it was that fancy.
Well, there's some areas that are very
over by the golf course.
Every suburb, in a big city has that area too, so it was a nice area to grow up. I tried to buck the trend and not be a typical Carmel person, so hopefully I succeeded in that.
Carmel Barbie.
Yep.
It is super nice, like all the shops and stuff. It does kind of remind me of Bel Air. I mean, we've been out there for auto club and stuff, so but no, we didn't get to go in the stores and stuff like that because can't walk in there looking like this. But anyways, Sun Dollar Restoration, they support Zeb, D. Welch, a few others in the racing community. They support racing, so we support them. And they're awesome people. Sundollar.net is where you can find them. Our Hat Shakes of the Week, brought to you by them. All right, so I mentioned Brent Marks won. He won at Babs. That was on Thursday, September 15th. Mario Clauser won a Power Eye War sprint race at Lucas Oil Speedway. So congratulations to Mario. KT, winner at Circle City for the USAC National Sprint Car Series. That was I'm starting to really like Circle City. Like during Indiana Sprint Week, that was a badass racetrack. Curb was freaking huge. You know, for video guys, that place is awesome. You know, it's like a really tight bull ring, like some good racing there. You know how much you love Hobstadt, and they raced the next night there with Jayden Rogers winning that. And the tractors were on full display this week, D. Welch. It was.
Oh, I believe it. They are every time.
The old John Deere.
The old tractor.
That's parade. A John Deere commercial there for like 2 hours every time you go.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully they're sponsored by them. As much as they use them.
Oh, man. Tanner Holmes won at Cottage Grove Speedway in Oregon. Hayden Reinbold got a win. Looks like the MOA Midget Cars at Jacksonville. Nice win, Hayden. Chase Randall won a Power Eye War Sprint League race. This is at Lucas Oil Speedway. That was the next night. Cy Lynch, winner at Dog Hollow. That was a 410 sprint car race. Lance DeWeese, winner at Williams Grove with the All-Stars. That was actually a really good race. Still continuing with our Sundollar Restoration Hat Shakes of the Week. Tanner Holmes won again. Aaron Reitzel won a fast 410 sprint car race at Lernerville Speedway. Jake Swanson won at Lincoln Park Speedway with an on-wing 410 sprint cars. Brent Marks won the Dirt Classic. Who's your hat shake going to? Well, it looks like Damon Gardner won at the pass, too.
That was going to be mine because that was a historic win. Yes, his 108th West Coast non-wing 410 victory. So that includes CRA, SCRA, and the now, you know, West Coast Series USAC CRA. So that was the all-time leader in main event wins victory for the Demon. So he surpassed Dean Thompson for the most West Coast 410 sprint car wins. Pretty awesome. So as much as Damien's done in his career, he still didn't have that title, which is kind of hard to believe. But now he's the all-time leader in West Coast non-wing 410 sprint car wins. So congrats.
Nice. Cannon McIntosh won a Power Eye race. That is big for the Demon. That's a good stat there you brought to the table this week, D. Welch. Congratulations on getting D. Welch's Sundollar Restoration Hat Shake of the Week to the Demon. Cannon McIntosh, like I said, won a Power Eye race. Craig Mintz won at Fremont. I saw my hat shake in here somewhere. Oh, that's right. So I think a sneaky pick for your dirt draft team going into Larson's, well, actually it's called Sheldon Hodden Shields, a high limit race at Wayne County on Tuesday, is Cole Macedo. Cole Macedo dominated Ohio this year in that car and the Ray Brooks Racing 18. And last year they had a lot of bad luck, but they were really fast. They put it all together this year, and they won a lot of features. I'm pretty sure they won the Fast Championship. They won also the Fremont Championship for sure. They might have won Attica too, with maybe even missing a couple of races at Attica and still winning that championship. But I know for sure they won the Fast and the Fremont Championship. But I, you know, the Linders are some of my favorite people. Stephanie Linder and Mike and those guys are really, really nice people. So to see them get the best of Macedo and put him in their car and have a lot of success. I want to see them go all-star racing. I know they can't because they have real jobs. You know, she's a teacher. Stephanie's a teacher. And Mike, you know, he has to work at the shop in town in Fremont. But, you know, I would like to see them go all-star racing. But my hat shake goes to that team and Cole Macedo. And maybe Bowman will go all-star racing with him. He's been in the Ally car a few times.
You want I was going to say, I thought you were saying he was going to Wayne County, but he's not because of something else that's happening. But
what's happening?
I can't tell you.
Is there something competing against Wayne County that I don't know about?
No, there's not.
Oh, okay. It's not like another race or anything?
No.
That's a bummer. I'm going to have to tell Tim to not put him in the promo because I had a really sweet shot of him at Lincoln Park that I wanted to add in there, but... no, I'm excited to see who shows up at Wayne County for that high limit race. And I know, you know, we're trying to wrap up the hat shakes here, which we can do now. You know, I don't think there's any other. Briggs Danner won a USAC East Coast race. Brian Sabito won. And I mentioned Jayden Rogers, our guest. That's it. Sundollar hat shakes. Congrats, Demon. And Cole Macedo and the Linders and the Ray Books Racing team. let's see, what was I talking about? Oh, Wayne County. Yes. This is happening the Tuesday after this week's ends Four Crown, right? So the Four Crown's happening at USAC. USAC, World of Outlaws, All-Stars, all meeting up at Eldora this weekend. Well, Tuesday at Wayne County is the next high limit race. Sheldon Honshield's putting the race on. Brad Sweet and Kyle Larson's series, the high limit series, having their second race. D. Welch, you were kind of on the fence. Are you do you still think you're going?
Yeah, I'm announcing.
Okay, good. D. Welch will be there. Heavy Lunch will be there. I don't know if Suave's going to be there this time, but we went there and got a lot of content. We'll do the same at Wayne County. Cole Macedo just won a race there this week, and they're having a big one. I think it's 32 grand to win. It's up to 32 grand, I think, now.
Yeah, it is. The Durst pitched in another 10.
That's about as the biggest wing sprint car race you get at Wayne County, for sure. Yeah. But in all of Northern Ohio, that's probably one of the biggest, for sure.
Definitely.
So I'm hoping the Ohio locals show out. I'm hoping like AJ Flick, you know, Danny Dietrich, Anthony Macri, like some of the PA guys come over. Brent Marks, he'll probably be there. I mean, he won the Dirt Classic, so you know, we'll see some of those guys. But like Justin Sanders and Corey Eliason and Buddy Kofoid and those guys ran at Lincoln Park. I'm hoping those guys show up too, because it was a really stout field with some really good sprint cars. And I'm hoping that we get, you know, 40 to 45 really good sprint cars racing for a lot of money.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be fun.
So make sure you check out that race. Again, congrats to our $7 Restoration Hat Shakes of the Week and to the winners this week, September 13th through the 18th. We're back on the loud pedal. Let's talk to Jaden Rogers. He is next. This is the Loud Pedal Podcast on Flow Racing.
Gentlemen, start your engines. The race cars too are historic. They are the ancestors of the current Indianapolis car. As we get ready for exciting USAC Dirt Car Racing. But we're not here for horses. We're here for horsepower.
Welcome back to the Loud Pedal Podcast on Flow Racing. We promised Jaden Rogers, newest winner with the USAC National Sprint Car Series, on the line. Jaden, what's up, man? You said you were driving somewhere. Where are you heading?
Just heading back from work. Just got done eating tacos.
Nice. I love tacos. Like my favorite is a street taco, like just with a little cilantro, a little onion, and El Pastor or something.
Yeah, we go every Tuesday to El Rodeo. It's like $5 for five tacos, so we get out of there for like $8 with a sweet tea.
Damn.
Nice. Sounds bunch good. Of champions. All right, so let's talk about Hobstadt. Just watching the highlights back, there was a lot going on, and you led from start to finish, but there was a lot more to it than that. So take us through the race from your perspective and kind of how you felt and when you saw KT and those guys kind of peeking their nose in and out, you know, kind of how you adjusted to hold on.
Yeah, I knew I just had to get out and get away because the track was really, really hammered down. So I got out and I felt like I was pretty good in lap traffic and stuff. And finally, KT stuck his nose in. And we kind of started going a little bit harder through lap traffic. And I think there was a caution. And I just kind of got to my shocks a little bit. And I was better than him on the restart. I was able to hold him off till we got to lap traffic again. And then that's when things kind of got crazy. There's kind of some lap cars banging bars and stuff. And I think that's whenever he ended up crashing about that time. And then he just got underneath me. And I knew with his – he was so low on the backstretch. Like, he entered on, like, the very bottom. And I knew he was going to slide up and kind of wash out. So I got underneath him. And I think he thought that I was probably going to slide into him. And I saw him like turn right, and then he tried to turn back left, and he was already going so fast at the wall at that point that he just couldn't save it. But after that, I felt like I was faster than everybody else, except for maybe Kyle if he got to me. And I was kind of watching the board, and I don't even know how many cautions there was, but there was so many. He just one at a time. I knew he was going to pick his way up there. And then we were actually – I had a bad restart the second to last one. And then the last one, my restart was pretty good. So it just kind of – it kind of worked out. I've never been there and been out front and been the fastest car. Usually, I'm out front, caution comes, and then I'm just trying to, like, save my life, kind of run away from Kyle, you know. But I felt like we were actually as good as or better than those guys this time.
You've been so close to winning, right? So you've had, like, I think 3 second-place finishes, a lot of them coming at Hobstadt. That race probably felt like an eternity, just, like, you know, all the cautions and then, like, you know, you wanting to get your first USAC win. It probably felt like it took forever.
Yeah, it just like I'd hit a good restart, and I felt like my restarts against KT were awful. I don't know why. He was just taking off better, and he kept getting on me. But after I closed the door on him, I felt like I was just kind of running away. And I don't know. Like I said, I had this feeling before the race started, and I just knew that I had to stay focused and I had to do my job. And I felt like the car was good enough to win. And however it played out was how it was going to be.
You've run some different cars, the last couple of years, but to get this first one in your family car, how much sweeter did that make it?
Oh, it's that's special. I mean, we came close with Edwards, and that was pretty cool. And then, when I got with Edwards, we started getting good at Hobstadt, and then whenever that breakup happened, we went back to our car at the end of the year last year, or the second half of the year, and we weren't very good there. And we started figuring our stuff out. And it's crazy to me that I'm even in this nice of equipment. Like, my dad, ever since he sold his stuff, he knew that I had a better chance at doing something in the sport and stock car stuff. And we went racing, and he's poured everything he's had ever since then and worked his absolute ass off just for me. And I'm just pretty grateful to even be here. I felt like, you know, Emerson went and picked one off. Emerson got in a sprint car, went and picked one off, and then showed up in a sprint car and picked one off. And I'm over here finishing all the time. And it's like, man, when am I going to get one?
Finally did, man. I mean, and you guys work so hard. Like, your dad is staying up late at Engler all the time, you know, working on that car. I mean, it's really rewarding to get a win, you know, especially one that's that big.
Yeah, I definitely didn't expect that. The weirdest part of it all was we went to Heusitz, right? And I almost picked one off there and got caught up in mole stuff, and that would have been a big one too. And then Putnamville Sprint Week, we got close there, ended up second to Moles there. And then, like, you know, the 3 that we've been close to this year were all big races. And it's just like, we show up to a regular USAC race and we run 6, and it's just weird that we can show up to something like this and be on our A game and then just click it off. Like it's just like, it was just water for us, you know. It's just easy, but it's not. It's so hard to win one of these races. It's so hard to everything preparing up to it. And I feel like if I won a race, it was going to have to be because I started 6th and hustled my butt off and got up there and won. But everything just kind of fell into place, and we started on the pole, and we finally put a whole night together.
Hobstadt's a weird place, you know. I mean, it's unique in how you drive it and just kind of how you have to put a full feature together. What about that play? And then on top of that too, you know, you got to hold off Kyle Cummins at the end. But, like, what about that place do you like? And you know, what's kind of clicked with you about that racetrack?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I was never really a Hobstadt fan before the Edwards car. And I wouldn't say it's, like, it's up there on my list, but it's just weird. I feel like somebody told me the other day they felt like the racetrack liked me more than I liked the racetrack. And it's just one of those places that, like, I don't know if they just do a good job of changing it up all the time, but you just don't go back. Like Putnamville, you know you're going to go there. Might be a little rough. Probably going to have a big cushion, you know, slick to a cushion. And that place, the dirt's a little different every time. It builds a cushion. It doesn't. Sometimes it's up on the fence. Sometimes you can roll the bottom. And it's just like, but the one thing about it is usually it's smooth enough that you can just run absolutely balls out. Like on those restarts last night, I was wide open to the center, let off, and I was back in it. And, you know, some places you gotta be so like aware of the ruts because you'll just junk a race car, and you can do it there, but it's hard to do there. You can just absolutely run balls out forever, you know, the whole race.
It's almost like to be fast, you got to be kind of wild. You got to be out of control there at that place to make the car go faster.
Yeah, it's weird. I felt like whenever I didn't want to, I felt like I was a little out of control, but I felt like whenever I ran it wide open to the center and got the car as hard as I could on the right rear, that's when I was my fastest. But it was weird. Like I'm like one time into three, I did it on the top and it lifted the left rear all the way to the center. And then like that one restart with KT, I didn't expect the top to be fast. Felt like I'd get tied up there and he got underneath me and I didn't even lift. Whenever I got in the corner, I dialed back a little bit and I knew that if he got past me, it was going to be a pain in the butt to get past him. So that was make or break for me. I was going around the top or we were crashing.
Yeah, McDougal kind of started to get the top figured out there a little bit. And then I think KT moved up a little bit too. And then you guys had that yellow. Was there any signals or anything given to you to try the top or were you just pretty committed to the bottom?
No, I, on one of the restarts, it was weird. It was the one McDougal passed KT. I didn't know what had taken place, but I stopped seeing KT. I could see him on the bottom whenever I was racing, cause I was running the middle kinda, and he was running the very bottom. So when I got the car sideways, I could see him and I stopped seeing him. He just kind of disappeared. And I was like, man, he probably moved up. And then I got to almost lap traffic, I think. And there was that bottle of lap cars in 3 and 4 that started hitting each other. And I just let out and I was going to the bottom and I saw like KT sliding at, or not KT, McDougal sliding at me. And I got back in the gas and in the video, it didn't look that close, but to me, I didn't know. Like I saw him poke his nose in there, but I didn't know he was sliding at me fast enough to hit me. And then he slid into the lap cars and then KT slid into him. It was just kind of crazy because I thought it was KT behind me and then McDougal stuck his nose in there.
I mean, I was reading Richie's article from USAC. You know, you've been dreaming about winning a USAC race since you were 5 years old, right? You grew up in Worthington, Indiana, which is really close to Terre Haute and you know, not too far from Hobstadt. Like, just how would you describe the feeling of finally winning a USAC National Sprint Car race? I mean, you dreamed about this your whole life. And what, you know, you feel a little taller. Like, you know, what's it feel like?
Yeah, it's crazy. I woke up this morning, which is 3 days later, and I text Jason this morning. I'm like, dude, we won the Hobstadt Hustler. like, come on. Are you kidding me? It's just like, we won local shows and we were hyped up, but Jason made a post yesterday and it was like, I think it said something like, I remember when we started helping and we were getting pumped up, you know, making it out of a B main, not having to run the B main or making it out of a B main or just making the USAC show. Like my team would celebrate. Like that's crazy to me that 2-3 years ago, that's what we were doing. And now everybody's running around on the front stretch yelling.
So they always say that when you get the first one, you know, you learn how to win, you know, you learn how to win and the other ones come easier. Is there anything you learned about putting a full night together, like you said, that has kind of stuck out with you over the last couple of days that you feel like you can take to your next race?
So I thought about this. My dad asked me about it a little bit. And I think that something that really helped me this weekend was the MSCS format. It's something that I'd have raced so much. And it just kind of worked out. I qualified okay, and they only inverted 4. And then the draw, I didn't even draw. I just had the one was the one that was left. And USAC, I feel like just like sometimes we've got lucky twice and started on the pole, but if you don't hit those top six qualifiers, if you're not a top six qualifier, then you're going to start, you know, back there deep. And I felt like if I started deep last night where Kyle did, I felt like I could still win the race, but 95% of the time, like, these guys are on their game so good, you're not going to pass six of them, you know, and just run away from them and win the race.
Sure.
Especially not, like, regular races don't have 10 cautions.
Yeah, and Hopstock has been pretty juiced up, right, like the past couple times we've been there. So it's been, you know, a little bit tougher to pass, but, you know, it's fast, you know, and the good guys get to the front. You know, I was thinking about the fact that, you know, the last time I saw you, I think it was probably at Eldora. I mean, you like to go to those big races, right? Like, you like to go to the Four Crown, you like to go to Eldora when USAC goes there. Are you guys planning to do that this week? And what do you like about that place, and why are you so good there?
I don't know. Yeah, we are going to go Gas City, and then we're going to go on over Friday and watch Outlaws race. And then, but yeah, Eldora is probably one of my favorite racetracks. And it's just because, like, when I went there the first time, we ended up running a day race, and somebody told me, right, Jeremy used to help Jack Hewitt, and somebody had told me, that I was talking to Jeremy, they're like, if you get up there and get in the fence, just stay in the gas and don't lift, because that's the worst thing you can do. And I got up there, and I was fast, and I knew I had to be running hard to stay up there. And I ended up starting outside front row of the feature, and I got in the fence hard one time, and it knocked the ladder out of it. And then I was kind of cautious, but, like, back in the fence, and I stay in the throttle, and it's just like when the right rear hits, it's like a balloon up against the wall. It just kind of bounces you back off and keeps your momentum. And it's just crazy, like, that feeling of being right there to completely destroying a car and like, being fast. If you're not doing that, you're not fast. And that's the kind of stuff I like to do. It's just, it's a big bank track. So when you throw slide jobs, they go forever. And, you know, it's not usually rough. So I don't know. It's just a nice facility. You can get up there, run the curb and bang the wall down, and still not, you know, it's not miserable to do.
Jack Hewitt says, you know, if you hit the wall when you're closer to it, like you're running the top, you hit the wall from the top and hit the wall, it's going to hurt less than, you know, putting around the bottom and crashing.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, congratulations, man. We're pumped for you. That was a big win. 12 grand, ain't nothing to stiff about. And I'm sure it gets you guys to Eldora, right, and feeling more comfortable about your season now.
Yeah, for sure. We've been waiting on Eldora all year now, and I think we're pretty ready to go.
Cool. Thanks, man. Congrats.
Thank you, guys.
Jaden Rogers, everyone. Newest USAC National Sprint Car Series winner. Big one, Dylan. $12,000 for Jaden Rogers. And like I said, he had come close a few times. I think he had 3 second-place finishes, all of them coming there at Hobstadt. He's been good at Terre Haute and Eldora, but just seems like when the big money, you know, he shows up to the big money races and runs pretty well.
Yeah. And you know, Hobstadt's one of those tracks where it seems like it's not an equalizer is the wrong word, but, you know, it's a weird place. And so if you figure it out, you know, or you kind of understand how to get around there, I think it opens up the opportunity for success a lot more, because a lot of guys that have been racing a long time still struggle there. Like, you usually see the same guys running up front. So that's cool, you know, for him, and especially to kind of go head to head with KT, who's good there, and then obviously have to hold off Cummins too, who's the best. You know, he earned it for sure. So cool to see another young kid, you know, kind of figuring it out and making it happen.
Big week on Dirt Draft, our friends at dirtdraft.com. You can play along with them. Looks like the National Sprint Car Series is racing at Gas City. You'll see Jaden Rogers there, and then they're going to slide over to Eldora Speedway for the Sprint Car portion of the Four Crown. And looks like the Midgets Sprint, you know, the Silver Crown, the Outlaws are racing at Eldora. The All-Stars are racing there one night. It's a big weekend for racing. A lot of it going to be happening on Flow, of course, the USAC National Midget Series, Sprint Car Series, and Silver Crown Series, and also, you know, the All-Stars all happening on Flow. It looks, you know, play along with all those games, dirtdraft.com. It's fun. You know, my friends and I, we went to a football game this weekend. They're like, we got to set our Dirt Draft lineup before we go in. I'm like, really? Like, that's, you know, like, but if you want to win that season championship, you have to be playing the whole year. You know, I was P1 in the USAC National Sprint Car Series Championship race night one, and then I forgot to set my lineup every single night after that.
That for you.
it's been a little bit of a busy summer, but yeah, play dirtdraft.com. You can play along with all you know, the biggest dirt races, a lot of them happening on Flow. We you know, thanks to our friends at Sundollar for presenting the hat shake that we had in the opening segment. Thanks to Jaden Rogers for coming on the show. It's been a good show. We'll be back next week. This has been the Loud Pedal Podcast on Flow Racing.